Radio Prague News.
The spokesman for the Czech intelligence service BIS has said its director will explain to the parliamentary commission overseeing its activities conversations between controversial lobbyist Roman Janošek and intelligence officers. Prague's municipal court has rejected an appeal by jailed businessman Bohumír Gyuričko for his case to be reopened. The doctors' unions asked for a meeting with the prime minister as soon as possible over salaries. Jan Schubert, the spokesman for the Czech intelligence service BIS, has said its director Jiří Lang will explain to the parliamentary commission overseeing its activities conversations between controversial lobbyist Roman Janošek and intelligence officers dating back to 2007. On Friday, the Czech website Euro.cz suggested that the lobbyist, who is at the center of a major scandal also involving former mayor Pavel Bem, had maintained influence not only at Prague City Hall, but even within the security service. The news site provided transcripts of alleged conversations involving Mr. Janošek, which were also published in hard copy on Monday. BIS spokesman Jan Schubert strongly criticized the article, suggesting that Euro.cz had heavily manipulated the material. He said earlier that the intelligence service regularly communicated with individuals from various circles, including lobbyists, to better protect the state's economic and security interests. Prague's municipal court rejected an appeal by jailed businessman Bohumír Gyuričko for his case to be reopened. His lawyer was seeking a lesser sentence for his client based on alleged new expert evidence. Mr. Gyuričko was found guilty in the fatal shooting of Václav Kočka Jr. at a Prague restaurant in 2008. The shooting happened several hours after a book signing was held there by former Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek. Bohumír Gyuričko received 12.5 years in prison for the killing, but claimed he shot in self-defense. The new evidence was supposed to corroborate his story. Monday's decision can still be appealed. The doctors' unions have asked for a meeting with the Prime Minister as soon as possible over salaries. Martin Engel, the chairman of the umbrella union LOK, SCL, said on Monday. According to the union's calculations, the state will not have enough for promised pay rises for hospital doctors, the chairman said, adding that insurance companies had been paying out less than needed to meet previously agreed salary increases of 6.25%. The pay rises were agreed in negotiation between the doctors' unions and the government last year. Mr. Engel indicated in the union's view that the government was not meeting its commitment and indicated that there was dissatisfaction with the way audits were being run at concrete hospitals to check the state of finances. In other news, the lower part of Prague's Wenceslas Square became a pedestrian zone with restricted car traffic on Monday. The car-free zone starts in the middle of the square where Jindřiška Street leads into it. Car traffic is also restricted on the street itself. Local authorities said the measure was aimed at lessening traffic in the area ahead of the planned renovation of the square. And Tuesday should see partly cloudy conditions with sunny periods. Daytime temperatures should reach highs of 10 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Wellinger. That's the news.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio, and my name is Sarah Borůvka. Coming up in today's program, major changes to the country's healthcare system are underway. We have all the latest from the world of sports. And later on in the program, we talk to model, actress, author, and singer Iva Frýlingová. All that coming up, so do stay with us. Major changes to the healthcare system in the Czech Republic came about this week when the government's reform package took effect. It is the biggest reform in the last 45 years, and its aim is a redefinition of how healthcare services are provided, as well as the role of the state, the facilities, and the patients. Christian Falvey looks at what present and future patients can expect.
One of the main principles of the new healthcare package is to increase the information patients have, empower their abilities to make decisions about their own treatment, and thereby give them more rights. Doctors must now give patients all information related to their medical condition and the treatment they have received. They must explain surgical procedures and their potential consequences and allow patients to view their own files. Patients can then decide for themselves on the circumstances under which they want to be treated and also on where. The hospital a person visits no longer depends on their place of residence, and hospitals can only reject them in exceptional cases and never in a life-threatening situation. Conversely, once a patient has opted for a certain doctor at a certain facility and a certain treatment, they have to keep the plan or else risk being dropped by the doctor. Patients under this system can also decree what they do not want from their doctor, be it information or a type of treatment. It is now possible to have a notary certify what you do not want a doctor to do if you are incapacitated, on life support, or otherwise incapable of making a decision independently. Even in such cases, however, death is not one of the patient's options. Such wishes will not be respected, the health ministry noted, if they were to lead to actively ending the patient's life, for example, by removing them from life support. Children, too, are empowered by the new legislation to a certain extent. Whenever appropriate, doctors must now ask children what they think about a prescribed treatment and record their opinion in their medical file. Serious procedures on children now require the consent of both parents. If that is not possible or the child disagrees with the treatment approved by the parents, the court is informed and a caretaker is appointed. Children can be accompanied by their parents at all times when being treated or during a stay in hospital, and adults too can be accompanied by their friends or family. Another driving principle of the reforms is to streamline services in the age of austerity. The reforms stipulate, for example, the minimum numbers of doctors to be on hand at hospitals in an effort to decrease overtime and expenditures. This could mean that where night shifts are concerned, patients may be seen by doctors who are not specialists in their particular problem. Also, in an effort to decrease mistakes, it is now for the first time possible to seek a second opinion on serious diagnoses, and such consultations must be covered by health insurance. Some 40 new emergency rescue stations will be added around the country. Ambulances and rescue services, however, have more time to reach their destinations, 20 minutes instead of 15. Paramedics now have the ability to enter any building without having to seek permission and can even demand assistance from passersby. Hospitals must establish contact centers that are in constant communication with paramedic stations. The controversy that has accompanied the debate and passage of this legislation does not end with its taking effect. Some healthcare lawyers see the laws as in fact damaging rather than strengthening the rights of patients, citing, for example, the fact that it will be more difficult for patients to bring their complaints to court.
That was Christian Falvey there with a report on healthcare. Thanks for that, Christian. And if you have any views on the issue you would like to share, of course, you can do so either by emailing us to english@radio.cz or by finding us on Facebook, where we have a profile under the name of Radio Prague. And now in this week's sports news, we hear from the Czech women's national hockey team manager about the great success of his team and much more with Jan Richter.
The Czech women's national hockey team saw great success winning the second-tier world championships in Latvia last week and booking a spot in the championship's elite group for the first time ever. The Czech team only reached the second tier last year but stormed through the event, beating Latvia, Kazakhstan, Norway and Austria and losing only to Japan in their opening game. Martin Loukota is the team's manager.
It was a really tough tournament for the team. I would say that the atmosphere in our dressing room was really friendly. The chemistry in the team was quite good. We had a great goalie, but we had also defense hardworking and of course snipers.
The Czech women will face the world's best teams in the elite group of the World Championships next year. And manager Martin Loukota hopes they will stay there in the following years too.
I can't say that next year we will play for medals. Of course, there will be 8 really strong top teams in the world. and we cannot compare with US, Canada, Finland and Sweden regarding to the number of the players, but we will be working hard and hopefully we will be in the top division for the following year.
Staying on the ice, where the Czech Hockey League playoff semi-final series are in full swing. Pardubice on Sunday trashed Liberec 8-1 in the fifth game of the best-of-seven series and are one win away from reaching the finals. Pardubice destroyed the visitors early when they found the back of the net three times within 61 seconds and won the first periods 4-0. In the other semi-final series, the season's dark horse Kometa Brno are also one win away from reaching the finals. But the last step is proving difficult, as Kometa fell to Plzeň 3-2 in Brno on Saturday. Another opportunity for Kometa to reach the finals for the first time comes later on Monday. Moving on to football now, with seven rounds to go in the top Czech football division, Sparta Prague looked set to maintain a comfortable distance ahead of a pack, including defending champions Plzeň and Liberec. But on Sunday, Sparta suffered total collapse when they lost to outsiders Příbram 2-0 and lost the top spot. Sparta put in a lot of effort in the match but proved highly ineffective, failing to convert some good chances against the outsider, as Sparta midfielder Marek Matějovský noted.
I don't think I've ever played a match like this. We had so many opportunities, and I still can't believe we did not score. We should have turned the game around after we conceded two goals, but we just couldn't. We're just making it harder for ourselves.
Meanwhile, Liberec beat Dukla Prague 2-1 on Sunday and moved up to first place, 2 points ahead of Sparta. Title holders Viktoria Plzeň in third place trail Liberec by 9 points, but they can narrow the gap later on Monday if they beat outsiders Ostrava, who are ranked penultimate in the table, just 1 point ahead of Viktoria Žižkov in last place. And finally, in the sport of tennis, Radek Štěpánek with his Indian partner Leander Paes clinched a doubles title at the ATP event in Miami after beating the second-seeded Belarusian-Canadian pair Max Mirny and Daniel Nestor 3-6, 6-1, 10-8 on Saturday. The Miami win was the Indo-Czech duo's second title of the year after winning the Australian Open in January, and it was also the 50th title of the career for Leander Paes. Speaking at the court after the final game, Radek Štěpánek said that given their success, he and his partner might reconsider their plans for the season.
We started really, really well, winning a Grand Slam, winning a Super 9, so maybe I have to look at the schedule, what we've been set, you know, in the beginning of the year, because we set to play only 12 or 13 tournaments, and, you know, so far we are doing fine, and maybe the 13 tournaments would be enough, but we'll see.
Radek Štěpánek's top form will be much needed next weekend when the Czechs face Serbia in the quarterfinals of the Davis Cup.
That was all the sports we had for you this Monday, brought to you by Honza Richter. And now in our newest edition of One on One, we have a true treat for you. The well-known model, actress, singer and author Iva Frilingova talks to Radio Prague's Peter Smith about her career, her newest projects, her travels and much more.
Hello and welcome to another one-on-one with me, Peter Smith. And my guest today is a model, a singer, an actress, an author. Is there anything in fact that you've not done? And still, the right side of 30 years old as well. It's Iva Frolingova. And please, if I get that pronunciation wrong, please correct
no,
me.
No, it was right.
That was right. Frolingova.
Yeah.
Is that how I say it? Okay. Now, is there anything there, model, actress, singer, author, anything I've missed out?
No, I think that's it.
Those are four different skins there. Which of those skins do you feel most comfortable in?
Well, that's something that you actually missed out. Lately, I have my head in some in a business because we are doing a school for talented children. But I also feel a lot like an author lately because I'm writing my second book that will come out in 2 months. Singer also because I just finished my trip. I was in Paris for 6 months and I was working on a little album six songs only, and it was very different from what I did until now. It was much more dance, something like Daft Punk or something like that.
Let me take you back, yeah. Because, you know, your CV does go back quite a long way, even though I believe you're 29 now, is that correct?
Yeah, it's terrible, I'm going to be 30.
There you go. No, you're still 29. Still,
yeah,
29,
okay,
to that,
yeah,
final
let's
day.
Let's go with that.
Okay. If we go back to when you left your hometown, which I believe is Litvinov.
Uh-huh, yeah.
First of all, tell me about Litvinov. What was it like growing up there? Because I imagine it was very different from Paris.
Yeah, well, it's boring there. There's nothing happening. And so, I mean, it will always be my home. And I have a certain nostalgia when I go, like, through this town and driving through or going to see my parents or anything. So it will always be in me. But it's kind of boring, you know. There is nothing to do. So a lot of people from there are models, or they travel to, you know, all around the world, or go to Prague at least, or so we have famous hockey players there, and so I was the same way. I was just like, let's, you know, I have to get out of here.
Is it? No, it's very famous for its chemical works. Is Litvinov?
Yeah. Also, we had we didn't go to school when there was too much smog, and we had to wear something on our, you know, like a mask on, yeah, our face.
So, do you still have nostalgia for those days?
I do, because it was my home. I mean, when you're small, you live in this environment. It's just all you know. So of course, for you, it's home.
I believe, was your dad involved in the chemical plant as well? I read.
Yeah, that. Yeah. He works. He still works there. He's been working there for, I don't know, like 30 years. My father also. I mean, okay, he works there, but in the same time, he plays guitar. He draws amazing pictures. He writes poems, you know, and stuff like that. And my mom, she's been always writing, and she's into dance and stuff like that. So they had kind of artistic, you know, soul a little bit. So I took those things from them, I guess.
And you talked about modeling as well. A lot of people become models, and that's exactly what you became, wasn't it?
Well, my grandfather was born in France. And when he went to Czech Republic, he fell in love with my grandmother, and then the frontier closed. And so he couldn't go back, and he stayed in Czech Republic with a kind of a nostalgia. He was always talking to us with a very French, very strong French accent about Paris, about France, about Edith Piaf, about Eiffel Tower, about French architecture, French food and everything. And for me, it was like a fairy tale, you know. And of course, living in Litvinov, I was like, oh my God, I have to go there, you know. It sounds so beautiful. So when I was 14, I went to see my sister in Prague, and I saw some casting for a French model agency. It wasn't really the desire of being a model, but it was just to see Paris. And so I went there, and they chose me, and so I went.
And you were 14 years old. A lot of people would think that's really, really young. I know in the modeling industry they do start young, of course, but were you with girls at the same age? Were new recruits? I mean, was anybody there looking after you? How did the system work when you got there?
They put me to a model apartment, so there were more girls older than me who, you know, looked after me, and I was also living with our booker, and so she also took care of me, and I went to school. So
you did receive some kind of standard education.
Yeah.
Would you advise a 14-year-old girl to do the same now?
No, I wouldn't. I think it changes all your perspective on everything. If I had a 14-year-old daughter, I would probably go with her, support her a bit more. I know my mom couldn't do that because, you know, we didn't have money at this time. And
so you admit you were too young. You were too young.
I think I was too young, yeah.
Yeah. And you say it changed your perspective on life, but is that in a positive way? Every experience is good.
I also agree that that everything is for a reason, that everything is good, and I don't regret anything. And thanks to it, I have all those amazing possibilities that I have in my life, work related. But I don't know, it's personally hard in some kind of I don't know. I'll probably say too much because I usually do, so I'll just stop there. But sometimes it's hard, you know.
Okay, it sounds like you have a lot of things to say about the modeling industry, but maybe we can talk about that a different time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Musical influences at that young age. We all gain experience, you know, influences from our parents or friends. What were yours?
It's really strange because because I was listening like to Gainsbourg from my grandfather, you know, and Edith Piaf, and I was listening to Beck and Susan Vega and just like everyone, you know, at this time. And then I was listening to some Czech groups because my father was listening to it. And now when I talk about it, it sounds really stupid. Like, you know, I was listening to Žentour and Janek Ledecký, and no one knows this, I guess, who is listening to us.
Ooh, I mean, no, our listeners will probably know Janek Ledecký.
And Karel Krejl, you know, and stuff like that. So, I mean, there is, when you look at all these people, there is no connection, you know, but it's just all this together that I think made the album, also the first album, kind of original and different from other artists, which was great, you know.
I mean, you got a 4-album deal with Virgin Records, is that right?
Three-album
deal. And that's pretty big thing at that young age.
Yeah, it was. But I didn't realize it. You know, when you're a child, things are just happening and you go with the flow and you're like, all right. If things like this happen to you when you're older, you know, I mean, you would be, I think, much more, you'd appreciate it much more. But at this time, I was just like, all right, well, it's happening.
You didn't think too much about it.
I didn't think too much,
So you came back to Prague from Paris in 2004. Why was that? Why do you make that decision? Got tired of Paris, tired of life, they say, don't they?
No, I'm tired of life now, but before, no.
29, come on.
Yeah. I started to do some interviews and you know, my first single started to work in Paris and in Belgium, and Czech EMI called French EMI and they said, well, you know, send Iva to us for a week or two for some interviews and stuff. And so I thought, great, I'll see my mom and I'll go back. So I came here and I met someone and, you know, I fall in love.
There's always a guy involved, or a girl involved.
That's, and so I changed everything, but I don't regret it at all.
And you had a big break that year, the film Roman Progeny.
Yeah, that helped me a lot. People remember my music until now from Roman Progeny. It's always like, can you play something from Roman Progeny? Sometimes it's a bit even annoying, you know, like you want to play new songs and they're always like Roman Progeny.
That was the song La Muerte from Roman Progeny. And you're working again with the director, Philip Rentsch. First time as an actress, what fresh challenges did you face?
I felt like an alien, you know, in the middle of all those people. I felt like I don't belong there, but I was very grateful to Philip Rentsch that he you know, let me do this.
You were telling me before about some program starting a school for talented children.
Yeah, we want to do this with my manager because I have all this experience. I feel like it would be nice to, you know, prepare, you know, kids that want to do this job, actors or singers or whatever, you know, just prepare them for the true story of this business. I mean, tell them the truth because I feel like kids dream about something, but they don't realize also the hard parts of it. And so we are doing like this kind of school for talented children that's going to be like weekends courses. The teachers are all well-known people. You know, they have time of practice where they teach them how to sing or how to get ready for this or that. So yeah, it's something very interesting and something new for me. And
don't make the same mistakes I did. Is it one of those things?
Kind of, yeah.
Right. Okay, well, good luck with that. All the way from Litvinov, then Paris, and here in Prague, Iva Frýlingová, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Elle est venue pour me prendre, alors j'ai tout laissé tomber. J'ai tout quitté pour descendre et pour mieux succomber à la muerte.
Iva Frýlingová was talking to Radio Prague's Peter Smith in this week's edition of One on One. And I'm afraid that brings us to the end of our regular program, but we have, of course, prepared for you ABC, our popular Czech language learning series brought to you by Pavla Horáková.
Welcome to Radio Prague's Czech teaching program, in which we look at idioms about various farm crops and plants. We have already discussed fruit, paying special attention to apples and pears, and today our topic are fruit trees.
Ovocné stromy.
They can grow in orchards, along roads, but also isolated in the middle of the field, just like the following idiom suggests.
Sám jako hruška v poli.
Lonesome as a pear tree in a field. Such a person really stands alone with no one to back them up or keep them company. A similar expression is
Sám jako kůl v plotě.
Lonesome as a pole in a fence. Czech and English share an expression about things which are rare or difficult to obtain.
Opravdoví přátelé nerostou na stromech.
Or true friends don't grow on trees. On the other hand, when English speakers say that money grows on trees, meaning it is available and just waiting to be taken, Czechs will say
Peníze leží na ulici.
Money is lying on the street, just waiting for you to pick it up. If you think someone is behaving a little strangely, you can tell them that they are behaving like they have fallen from a cherry tree.
Jako kdyby spadl z višně.
Don't ask me why it is this particular tree. Another version of the phrase is
Ty jsi snad spadl z jahody.
You must have fallen from a strawberry plant. It makes even less sense, but it is probably meant to emphasize the supposed craziness of the person. Staying with things falling from trees, last week we mentioned the expression
Jablko nepadá daleko od stromu.
The apple does not fall far from the tree, meaning like father, like son. Another well-known fruit tree is the biblical tree of knowledge.
Strom poznání.
We know it bore the forbidden fruit.
Zakázané ovoce.
Which most likely was not an apple, but rather an apricot, pomegranate or fig. A word which was originally connected only with fruit tree growing is grafting.
Roubování.
In metaphorical use, the verb
naroubovat,
to graft, means to put something somewhere where it doesn't really belong, to try and connect the unconnectable. Just as if all of a sudden we started to talk about mushrooms. Incidentally, mushrooms indeed will appear in one of our future lessons, but now it's time to say goodbye.
Naschledanou!
That was Pavla Horáková with ABC wrapping up Radio Prague's English show for today. Of course, all our programs and others are available at our internet address radio.cz. And if you have any comments, we're always pleased to hear from you. You can find us on Facebook or you can email us at toenglish@radio.cz. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. But until then, from me, Sarah Borůvka, and from all of us here at Radio Prague, thank you very much for listening. And goodbye.